Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Today's video, we're going to go over the 2017 XRCO Pick the Winners contest. The show was a while ago. I've been compiling data and letting the winners know and haven't done a video yet, but we did the results video a little while back, and you guys all saw that. But it's always kind of fun to break down who everybody picked and how it worked out. This year's contest was sponsored by Fleshbot and Wicked Pictures, specifically Brad Armstrong. Thank you guys. As well as RogReviews.com. So the winners will be getting some cool Wicked merchandise from Brad, and as well as some DVDs from Fleshbot and RogReviews.com. This year, the average score out of 10 was still fairly low. It was under 5. But the winning scores, the tops, were pretty good. So we'll go over that. You can take a look at RogReviews.com or XRCO.com for the winners and the ballots. The contest was basically 10 categories from the 2017 XRCO Awards. Pick the winners, match the critics' choices, and win prizes. That's basically how it works. We'll do it again for 2018 AVN, so be looking for that. First category was Best Release. The winner was Wicked Pictures' Preacher's Daughter. That one, Preacher's Daughter was the most popular choice. About 60% of the entrants picked that one. That one did win. Interestingly enough, the winning ballot missed only one of 10. This was the one they missed. Second most popular was a close race between DNA, also from Wicked, and Heart and Love from Evil Angel. By the way, my ballot is always, of course, non-winning for me, but people who do send me an email noting that they see the video do get bonus prizes if they pick my ballot as well. I tied for third. So I also did not pick this one. I actually picked Emma Marks. So that was one of the ones I missed. Best Parody, Suicide Squad was the overwhelming favorite. About 70% of the ballots picked Suicide Squad. That's what won. That was a pretty easy one. Not Tracy Lords, Supergirl, 10-Inch Mutant Ninja Turtles also got some votes. But basically, that was a pretty easy one to pick. Best Gonzo series went to Angela Loves from Angela White. That was the most popular choice. First Anal from Tushy was second, but basically people got the vibe that this was an Angela White year. The winning ballot, of course, got everything right except the first one. Best Director Features, Brad Armstrong was the favorite overwhelmingly. Nobody else was even close, and he won. So that was the winning ballots all picked that one. Best Director Non-Feature, Greg Lansky was an even more overwhelming favorite, and he won. It looks like about 86% of the ballots picked Greg Lansky, so people were pretty sure Greg was going to win. Best Actress, this is, I believe, the only one where the most popular choice was not the winner. Most popular choice was Jessica Drake. The winner was actually Cleo Valentine for Suicide Squad. That was the other one that I missed. I actually picked Penny Pax for Emma Marks because the critics love her, and I was a little too smart for my own good, I think. Should have gone with Cleo, who I thought was probably the best choice. Best Actor, Tommy Gunn, also for Suicide Squad. That was the most popular, but it was close. Xander Corvus got a lot of votes for Beauty and the Beast. Female Performer of the Year, Adriana Chechik, was the most popular. Angela White was second. Vicky Chase, AJ Applegate also got a few votes. Nobody else. It was pretty much, again, people realized that this was an Angela White year, so a lot of people picked Angela, but Adriana won, and most people, including myself, and the winner picked Adriana. Male Performer of the Year was essentially a two-way tie between Mick Blue and Manuel Ferrara for most popular choice. Mick won. The winning ballots all got that right. Best New Starlet. Best New Starlet. This was the third one I missed. Again, I outthought myself. I've picked Elsa Jean on every ballot all year and went with Lana Rhodes this time and lost because Elsa won. But I was not the only one. This one was really tight between Lana Rhodes, Elsa Jean, Holly Hendricks. Those three women were all within 2 percentage points as far as most popular choice. So Elsa Jean got the win. So Indigo, a toy reviewer from my site and a blogger in her own right, won with 9 out of 10, only missed Preacher's Daughter. Did a fantastic job. Greg got 8 out of 10. He missed Best Director Features and Best New Starlet only. And then Club Kelly and myself tied with 7. So Those are the winners. They will be getting their Wicked gear and movies, as well as other DVDs. Indigo has won, I think, two or three times Indigo's won this. She's pretty good and a good blogger, too. Check out her her blog. So that was it. Again, thank you to the sponsors, Fleshbot and Wicked Pictures, especially Brad Armstrong. Thank you for everybody who participated. And it was really cool. We've still never had a perfect ballot, but Indigo came really, really, really close. And so did Greg, honestly, and 7 out of 10, Kelly and I did pretty well. The worst ballot, by the way, only one. Only one. There was one ballot with only one correct answer. So we didn't have a completely dead ballot. That was it. If you'd like to check out more contests like this, check out rodreviews.com. If you like the video, like and subscribe. We'll be doing more adult-themed content. If you have any ideas or feedback, leave them in the comment section or drop me an email, rog@rodreviews.com. Thank you very much. Have a good day.